Number 5. English Literature.
Henry James was born to a wealthy family in New York City and lived from 1843 until 1916. After briefly studying law, he devoted himself to literature. James produced works of various types, novels, novellas, and short stories. For those of you who aren't sure of the difference between these, a traditional novel is quite a lengthy work. A novella is a somewhat shorter story, and short stories are shorter again. Examples of James's traditional novels are The Europeans in Washington Square. His most famous tale, The Turn of the Screw, is a fine example of a novella. And The Liar and The Two Faces are both short stories. Let me give you a little background on the work by James that we will read in this course, The Turn of the Screw. In the 19th century, people were very interested in ghosts and spirituality, and James was no exception. It seemed that people no longer had faith in traditional religions such as Christianity, so people were looking for a new way to understand death and the afterlife. In 1848, two young girls, the Fox sisters in New York, reported unexplained tapping noises in their bedroom. They claimed to be able to communicate with a dead person by rapping in response. Not surprisingly, when this story was reported in newspapers, an even greater interest in ghosts became widespread. James's novella, The Turn of the Screw, clearly reflects the 19th century fascination with ghosts. It's the story of a governess who goes to work at an isolated house in England. She tries to save two young children, Flora and Miles, from the ghosts of two former servants. James seems to have taken the content of the book from a real-life ghost story he heard someone tell at a social gathering. When you read the preface of the book, you'll see that the narrator also claims this as his source for the story. However, some people understand the story as the governess simply imagining the ghost, that she was crazy, and that the book is not from a real-life ghost story. The theory that the book is based on a real-life ghost story is the more popular one.
1. The speaker describes Henry James and his most famous work. Summarize the lecture by putting the topics in the correct order. Two. What comparison does the professor make between a novel and a novella? Three. What is an important feature of The Turn of the Screw? Four. Why does the professor say this?
In 1848, two young girls, the Fox sisters in New York, reported unexplained tapping noises in their bedroom.